Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Carly. It's Friday night. My co-host is probably going to call in late. It's a cousin Elle. She has a birthday party, so who fuck knows when she will make it. I guess I'm pissed off right now because, you know, I haven't seen the one life I've ever seen yet, but, you know, if it's true Zizi is dead, then, in my eyes, fuck one life I've ever for doing that. I mean, you have amazing chemistry, with Zizi, and then what? You don't even give them a happy ending. It's like, okay, fuck you to the fans over that. It's like, you know, the fans do not count. Caller number is, you guys all know it by now, but our caller number is 347-850-8721. And we are going to talk about anything you guys want to talk about. I am so done defending, you know, my love for Lil White Carly on this program because I love him. I love him. I love how she played it. I love Carly. You know, I don't always, I love her. And, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy that no one has called in. That's so crazy. Okay, I guess I'm going to play another song. So I will be right back. Everyone, okay, I hope everyone can hear me now. Please tell me you guys can hear me now because I'm going to, well, we have no callers on the system. I mean, we do have one, but they don't have their hands up because I guess they are whatever. We have 90 more minutes of the show for me to talk to myself. Great. Now I know how Christy feels some great radio. Let me see. Well, let me start out by saying, you know, probably piss whoever, you know, off, but, you know, I am so down with, you know, defending Carly. I mean, I love Lil White. And when everything hit the fan today about Tamra Bond coming or going to the new, yeah, so I guess it's just me tonight. So, how is everyone? Can you guys hear me now? Okay, this is fun. Okay, well, I, oh, wait, Hey, Ken. Oh, I can hear. Okay, thank you, Cindy P. You know, you can always call in at 347-850-8721. You know, unless, you know, you forgot about the show or whatever, and, you know, So, yep, and my co-host will be here whenever she feels like it tonight. Well, not whenever, let me clarify. Not whenever she feels it, whenever she gets back from a party. Because I guess I scheduled the show on a party night. So let's see. Well, I heard that finale was shot today on GH. And if finale doesn't make it through, I will kill, you know, someone. I will let someone be killed, because if Spinelli is dead, I am going to go fuck Brian Fawn's head off. Blow, okay, I better not say that. But if anything happens to my Spinelli, let's see, there's 150 ways I will make Brian Fawn's life miserable, more miserable than I do now. But if anything fucks with Spinelli, it will not be pretty if, you know, if everyone, I mean, if Spinelli is dead or hurt, I will not like it, because you know what? Zizi. You know, it's fair enough that, Zizi is dead. It's fair enough that maybe Zizi is dead. Spinelli gets injured. You on mail?
Hello. Yeah, I've just called in for a few minutes. I'm going to the bathroom. They're doing a pinata right now. It's outside. So. And I just have two pieces of pizza and two pieces of breadsticks. Okay. Now, when I was eating the breadsticks, I was thinking about you at Olive Garden eating like five of them. Because that's basically what I just kind of had.
Well, I mean, breadsticks are good. Okay, well, yeah, so you're going to go back to the party?
Yeah, they're doing the pinata, and then they're going to do cakes later, and my friend's mom said, wait till you see the cakes. They're, like, really good.
So cool. So, will you be calling back in?
Yeah, well, you know, it's when it's over, but the party's kind of been going really fast. Now they're doing the pinata and they're going to do cake, so it might be a short-lived party.
All right, well,
so I'm going to go on mute right now. I'm going to be flushing the toilet. I don't want people hearing me flushing the toilet, so on your mind.
Okay, but that's normal. Okay,
that's normal.
So I guess I will put you on hold until you put your hand up again.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead,
okay. All right. Okay. Hey, Amy, how are you? Hey, Amy, you're on. Amy, you're on. Okay, I'm going to try this again, folks. Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
Amy. Amy.
You're fine. Have fun. See you later.
You're fine.
Okay. Thank Bye. You.
Amy? Amy? Okay. Yeah. I guess it's just me now. Denise, when you dial, gets off the phone, call in. Let's see. Oh! Amy?
Hi! Sorry.
Hi! Oh, that's okay. Believe it or not, this is the first Quiet Friday Night on Daytime After Dark that I've ever had. You know, I just, you know, like I said in the beginning of the show, you know what? If Spinari ends up getting hurt or something by this, I will not be happy.
Well, I think he's going to get hurt, but he's going to be okay.
Well, that's true.
He's going to be all right. I don't particularly care for his image of that thing.
I know. I do not care for his
picture.
And
I don't particularly care for him with Maxie. My dog
is running around
the backyard like a nut. He's crazy.
Well, I love Maxie and Spinelli, but,
I think she's better. I don't know. I think she needs. I don't know. I just think he would be better off with someone else.
He would be better off with me, people. People, you just have to
relax.
Spinelli and I.
Okay.
Yes. Spinelli and I would light up the screen.
You can have
yes, because I
agree.
Okay, so you guys, there's a big rumor going on. They're on Twitter and everywhere. A major person is leaving. On the 8th, I don't know
yes.
who it is.
Not a supporting role either. So it's a lead. We have no
yes.
idea who it is. But
so you know what?
Actually.
Okay, you guys. Let's pray. Let's get on our hands and knees, people, and pray it's Monaco. Please, just like get on our hands and knees and pray that it's... It's Kelly. I mean, I would love it. I mean, if Kelly left the show,
I don't need her to leave. I need the couple from hell to end. I really
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
I want
and
that
you
more
know,
than anything.
Yep. And you know what? I am so sick of...
seriously consider watching if she were given a different story, a different pairing, something new to do. I would be interested in to see how she plays it, you know, but this boring, I don't know. She just does not
well,
interest
no,
me. So,
Denise,
you know,
yeah, Denise, I thought the bigly was Vanessa. No, I'm Love Becky.
Right.
Vanessa, everyone knew Vanessa was going 2 months
well,
ago,
we
3 months.
Vanessa was only here for a year anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we knew she was going to leave.
So
it didn't come as a great surprise that she left.
Yeah, so whoever, is leaving, I would love to know because I'm sorry, people. You can send me hate mails later, but if it is,
you know what? I want to take a guess at this, and I think it's Tom Geary. I really think so.
Oh.
Yep, I think so.
Mm.
I really do. If he left, they would really have to vamp up their bringing, you know, lots of vets back. They need to
exactly
work something out there, because that would just show the show tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and And you know what? I'm sorry to have to keep defending myself on Twitter. That Zeke's alive. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to care what anybody says. Who cares what you think? Who cares
exactly
what they think? As long as you believe it, I mean, and you're positive about it, and you're trying to encourage people to, you know, not give up, which we got to do. You know, we have to just focus on what we want and keep writing and keep calling, and it'll happen. And never say never. You know what I mean? It's a soap opera. Jason and Sam will end. It is. You know what I mean?
You
they
know why?
End. And I think it's very true.
Me
good.
Too.
But today.
Me
today
too.
She told like four different lies. She told like
she
four
did.
Different lies. Four different lies to four different people about a pregnancy test and why she had to have one. It was all lies. If she's pregnant, it is not Jason's. I'm sorry, but she's not. They haven't even had sex. How could she be pregnant without sex? You know?
I agree. You know what people are saying?
Guess you can go get her go to a sperm bank, but why would she? If, you know what I mean? That's just dumb.
Exactly.
I think she's sick. I think it's a tumor. I think that's what they're gonna find.
No, it's not Lulu. Lulu Berman said that she wasn't leaving in two articles last week. I'm gonna go with Amy. Well, I'm gonna go with Amy with the Anthony Geary, but you know, my second choice people is Kelly Monaco. I mean,
the description, it's a major role. It's not a supporting role, so we know it's a lead. It's a major role. And there's two of them that are leaving, not just one. There's two that are fed up. And these were after the rumors that, I don't know how true this is. Some people think it's true, some people don't, that Tamara Braun is coming back as a new character.
Well, you know, that woman got shut down. ABC Soaps and Depp had to, you know, revive it and say she wasn't coming on.
I wouldn't care, but they're getting rid of actors and actresses left and right. Why bring on someone new right now? I think it's a smack in the face, honestly.
Exactly.
Especially since she said she would never come back. I don't think it's
fair. She said she would never come back. So.
Yeah. Several times.
Yep.
Several times. So.
You know, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb because love Becky. Oh, I hope Brandon Bloss is leaving. You know what? I hope Brandon doesn't leave. I love him.
Oh, Johnny's leaving, huh? I've heard that I don't know how many times. How many times have we heard that Lisa is going to be killed off and is leaving?
I know.
You know, I think every month.
Yep, exactly.
We heard that she was going to be killed off. And now she has people, I guess, I haven't watched, but I'm reading recaps all over the place, and I don't know.
You know, and you know,
she
the thing
might
is.
Like it, but she really doesn't interest me anyway, so, I mean, I don't care. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, the way I see it, if it's a major and if people, two major stars are leaving,
I don't know.
I'm going to say Anthony.
Who's going to kill her? I'm
also going to say is Anthony Geary could be one, but if it's the second, I could see Mo leaving.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I want to talk about the there's a rumor out there about a surprising couple that are going to start falling for one another, and someone's going to have a problem with it. So I don't know.
I know.
Who that is. Yeah. So I don't know who that is, how that is, how it's going to come about, but yeah, I'm interested in that one. But
okay. Oh.
Get another job, or you know, or something. Are you going to be trying to find a job up there too, or what?
Okay, even though she puts her hand up, I will give her a couple more minutes. So, no, I mean, I will be very, very, very happy if, you know, that guy, you know, people, I believe Raison is coming. I believe, you know, we will see that soon, you know, and you guys should not be worried about the baby playing Aiden and Zay's son. He could be with Zay at any time. I don't think Zay will be resigning.
I don't think so either. I mean, even if Aiden is played by his real-life son, so what? So when Lucky leaves, the baby leaves. So what? You know what I mean?
Yep.
I really don't care about the child. I'm sorry, but I never wanted it in the first place. You should not have had that storyline. It's dumb. It's repeat after repeat. But so what? I think Jonathan Jackson might be a potential one to say, screw this. You know, I'm out of here. You know, they treated Vanessa like crap, in my opinion.
Me too.
You know, and I'm not surprised she left. You know, and people denied it over and over and over again. Ah, she'll never leave. She'll come back, blah, blah, blah. Well, she left, you know? And I don't know. I guess I wasn't really thrilled with her coming back in the first place because all the focus is on her, and I don't know. I mean,
okay, well,
she's a lot better than
some
of the actresses, but I don't know.
After today's scene with Jason and the fake list, I like how the scene will. Well,
I just have to say one thing about this whole, you know, fake Liz thing. The actress, what's her name, Megan?
Martha Madison.
Yes.
Martha Madison.
You know, I give the girl kudos because, you know, I mean, people are like, you know, of course we want Becky back. You know, we're looking at the Elizabeth character and that's not Becky, you know what I mean? The same thing, I think it's just wrong how we're all going about this, you know. They didn't have to continue Elizabeth's story. They could have done this argument over the phone. They didn't have to do anything, you know what I mean? But they
exactly.
They continued Elizabeth's story. They respected the actress for once
working
and continued her story. You know, it's not her fault she got sick. It's not her fault that someone else had to fill in. You know what I mean? I just think we were all going, not me, and not you three, but, you know, just on Twitter, all the, you know, I just think it's disrespectful.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree. I think it's stupid. I really think, you know, it's like the worst, you know, give her a chance. She's not there forever, you guys. She's only there for a couple more days. You know,
she's learned her lines in less than 2 weeks,
maybe
a little bit more. You know, she's coming into a new environment where they know the daytime president doesn't give a crap about Rebecca, you know. It's proven. You know what I mean? So all the fighting that we did to get Becky back, and they do this. It's just weird. Very, very strange. I miss Becky, too, and thank God she's okay. I mean,
meningitis. Crispy, what she said, no, she can't feel Becky's shoes, but the woman did good. Yeah, I mean, my only complaint was, You know, that hair color they put her in, you know, do not really go with Martha Madison. They do not have to, you know, go with the same exact hair color.
Well, I don't really care about so much. Wore a wig. Doesn't really matter. You know, she's doing the best she can. And it's only temporary. And these people drive me crazy.
I want to read something in the room to you. And the scene reminded me, this is from Love, Becky. The scene reminded me of the scene they had back in 2006, 2007. When this came to basic about her problem.
A lot of stuff going on right now. I get flashbacks.
Becky before the night of passing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's what's happening right now because nobody knows anything. You know, all we know is things are changing. We don't know how, we don't know when, we don't know who.
Yeah, the thing I was saying, and I would love to know who the big name is. I mean, I'm just curious. Oh, and you guys, please pray me for my little selfish request. Let's pray that my sister goes into labor for the weekend on the 25th, because if she goes that weekend, we are going to have to drive 8 hours away. And because I want to be in the room. But I do not feel like, you know, driving 8 hours, it's like a long way to, Amy, do you know where Tenasket is?
Yeah,
that's where, so you guys please pray that my sister has the baby before that weekend, the 25th. Only because I don't want to be in a car for 8 hours. I mean, I know that sounds selfish, you guys. I know that sounds absolutely selfish of me. But driving over the pass here is boring.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
You don't get any cell weed substance for half of the trip. So if you guys can say a little prayer, and my sister is going to wait until she's in the delivery room and the baby's popped out to know whether they are having a boy or a girl in my house.
Aww.
Of house. I think she's having a girl. So then my mom and my grandma and my little nephew, who, you know, is the first kid of my sister's, said, I want a little sister too. I would thought, you know, he would want a brother, but he wants a little sister. So for my monkey's sake, that's why I call my little nephew Monkey. Because when he was like 1 or 2, you guys, he would climb on every, I mean, he would not matter what, but he would climb on everything. And I'm surprised
I think
the kid
must be that.
Well, it's kind of my mom's fault. I'm blaming my mom on this because when my mom was, about 16 months, and my grandma had no idea she could crawl very far, but my mom climbed up a tree. And she
hold
caught
on
her
one
neck.
Minute, Carly. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay. Cyrus, 413, I think this is Cyrus.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Cyrus, I know you are sitting on news, and if you don't tell me something really bad will happen to you.
What? You had somebody tweet me to call your show right away, and what is it that you want to know?
I want to know what's happening. Something major is about to happen. And since you are the 411 on everything, I want to know.
Well,
and
I'm going to be...
Okay,
I'm going to be good.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. I just want to see who sent me the note. Somebody just sent me an email and said, what was it? Somebody sent me a tweet and said that Love You, Becky was looking for me on your show.
Love Becky, yeah. We need Silas to find out who's going. Thank you, Silas, for coming on. So,
not
yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry, I missed what he said. What did he say about Becky?
Okay, okay. This is the whole thing. There is something major that we're going to talk about in 24 minutes on my show about something that we have succeeded in doing. Okay?
Right.
Now.
So. Oh.
Okay, okay, let's talk about General Hospital, because I only have a couple of minutes, Carly. I've been on the phone all day today.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
That's okay. It's just been one crazy, crazy, crazy day. Anyway, we do know this. There is a lot of rumor generation going on about who from One Life to Live and All My Children are coming to General Hospital. Nothing is carved in stone. That we know for a fact, okay?
There are
a lot of rumors. I mean, three times today we heard Tamara Braun was coming back. No, she's not coming back. Yes, she is coming back. No, she's not coming back.
Right.
We've heard that the part of Kate Howard is being recast, and some are saying it's Rebecca Budding that's going to be the new Kate. Others are saying it's Gina Tognoni that's going to be the new Kate. We don't know one way or the other. As far as I am concerned, if they're going to keep the character of Kate, they should bring Megan Ward back. End of story.
I totally agree with you on that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's how I...
She did nothing wrong. Absolutely.
She did nothing wrong. As far as I'm concerned, if ABC is playing favorites with Pet... The General Hospital viewers need to stand up and scream and yell about it.
Okay.
You know, because enough is enough. Well, you know what?
We have been.
Okay, but listen to me for a minute. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm just saying that, we were told, negative buzz is buzz. If we're calling in and, bashing or not even bashing, just, an argument that so-and-so's playing favorite with this person and that person, it still gives them buzz, you know what I mean?
And exactly.
I just think if it's negative or positive, they're being talked about, so there must be some interest there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I complain when I call, and then I'll
yep. I do too.
And then I'll call and I'll praise Jason and Elizabeth, or I'll beg for Jake to be brought back. I don't make it about, I don't name names, but I do say that Brian Fun plays favoritism. It's proven. It's front and center. The ratings prove it.
Yeah.
But I think big changes are going to happen real soon.
Yeah, Silas. Everyone in this album goes, who is the major actor leaving General Hospital? Do you know?
Run that question again.
The rumor is that a major actor or actress is going to leave General Hospital, and this was right after the rumors of Tamara Braun being brought back on.
I don't know if they coincide with each other, but
that's what happened.
I'm going to say this much. There is no doubt in my mind two major actors from General Hospital will be gone by September.
Yep.
There is no doubt in my mind about that.
None.
So
now,
if I play guessing...
They said it was not a supporting role.
No, it's not. It is two major roles.
Yep.
Two major actors will be gone. The announcement will be made by September. Now, Raven Beauty reported today she's hearing that General Hospital is done as of July. I keep hearing September, but Raven may be right. It may be July. But I keep hearing that the announcement is going to be made the third week of February. That is when ABC will announce that General Hospital is being canceled.
I don't doubt it. If things do not change now and to get viewers to come back and watch their show, if they continue down the path that they're going with Jason and Sam and stupid baby crap not bringing Jake back and many other things, the same five people, front and center.
All right, let me explain something, okay? I really don't care if ABC cancels General Hospital or not because they don't want soap operas. I care about finding them another home. And this is where all of you come in. We need the soap viewers to band together now. I don't care what your differences are. I don't care if you're a Liaison fan, a J-Sam fan, a Skate fan, a Sonny Brenda fan. It doesn't matter who you like as characters. If you're serious about saving the whole show, you better put your differences aside and we better start working together. Because I'm going to tell you something, we only have 2 or 3 weeks right now to get our acts together, and then it's over. And I keep trying to tell people that. We have about 2 or 3 weeks to get our acts together, and that means putting aside differences, working together, and if we succeed with One Life to Live and All My Children, General Hospital will have a new home to go to. And you've got to keep remembering that. We have to succeed.
I noticed I left you also on time tonight. So you are going to be announcing something on your show tonight too, the Maze of Victory?
As far as I am concerned, we are scoring a major victory with the media tonight. A few minutes ago, I got confirmation that we are scoring a major victory with media. It may not seem big to you, but I'm going to tell you something. By a week from tonight, we will be reaching out to 15 million soap opera viewers who don't go on the web to check out soap opera. Let me rephrase that. We're going to reach out to 15 million people. Out of that, we're going to reach out to many soap opera viewers who do not go online. They're going to know what's going on. This coupon campaign is critical. The networks do not want us to succeed because the networks know if we get 500,000 coupons, we're going to get film from everybody. Entertainment Tonight, Extra, CNN. We already have it lined up with several photographers. So what I'm saying is we have become their worst nightmare.
Good. That's excellent.
It is excellent. I'm thrilled. But anyway, all I'm saying is, please, Carly, you're one of the best ones out there. You've got a heart and soul, and you have a lot of guts to do this show. Please, encourage people to bring their differences together. Let's work together, and let's get this done. And listen, I got to go on air in 16 minutes, and I have to make one more phone call. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you for taking my call, Carly.
Oh, of course. Have a good night, Simon. Don't overbook yourself, Wes, too. We cannot have you dead.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I'm not going anywhere. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Who else is here with us?
Well, Terry. Well, Terry is on the line, but let's see. No, she's still at her party. It's just you and I. Hopefully other people will call in. This is the first Friday night in so long. Amy, oh my God, okay. After we post today that the old network is falling in the waiting. Who network to buy them?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
After the report today that OWN, Open Network, is failing in the ratings, who network to buy them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I know this is going to sound really mean to me, but I'm kind of glad because, you know, I never get feeling. After what she said about daytime, about wanting to save us, people are not home during the day. But we can make you fucking so do it at the end of the day, in the middle of the day. You know, I'm sorry, I know we should be putting our differences aside. I believe we are doing that, but, you know,
but we still need to fight for what we want. We still
exactly.
I'm not going to watch the show with it currently the way it is. I'm not going to do it. I will not be paid to watch the stuff that's on there right now. But since December 2008, I have not watched the show. I can't watch the show because it's an insult to me. So I take it very personally, even though it's a TV show, and I might sound crazy, but I do. It's been a part of my life forever, you know, and these characters are part of my life,
and I feel my
responsibility to fight for who I want to see.
Exactly. And,
you know,
see, Beth, I don't agree with you. Sorry, but daytime is dying. Daytime is not dying, Seabeth. It's not. You know what? All week, I haven't watched the show from this week, but I cannot wait for Sunday night and see what happens on One Life for the Day, Live Our Life. Yes, I'm still watching General Hospital, but I cannot wait to watch One Life for Live. I know I'm going to be in tears, but... At least,
I don't watch it. When I got involved with Jason and Elizabeth and attached, I didn't want to get attached to any other couple. I didn't want to do this to myself and any other couple. So I focused on General Hospital and Jason and Elizabeth, and I just lost interest in all my children. And when Eva LaRue left, I really had no reason to watch the show anymore. I thought she was awesome. I loved her. I loved her and Edmund.
For me, I'm enjoying One Life to Live. I'm not gonna just, you know, sit back and, you know, want this thing, you know, One Life to Live to go away. Now, General Hospital, AMC lost me, but, love, Becky, don't forget the daytime Emmys of this weekend. Yes, and about that, we will have a full wrap of the daytime Emmys probably by Friday night, hopefully.
Do you know what's going to happen during the Emmys? There's going to be this special, I guess, commercial or announcement. Talking about the Smile Trains, which is really cool. I thought it was really cool, you know, and I'm trying to spread the word around Facebook and stuff that, you know, Rebecca Herbst raises money for this charity and how awesome it is, and I just think it's so cool if we can get her name out there as well, you know, on TV that night. But I don't know how, but get her trending and Smile Train trending on Twitter might be a way to go about that.
Yeah, let's do that for Becky. I mean, you know, Becky Nathan, you know, had a big impact on the show. I think we help Becky Nathan to get back
So I wonder if Becky's going to the Emmys. Did you get an answer from Michael?
No, Michael hasn't been on Twitter a lot.
Yeah, Michael was on, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and the question was asked, but I never saw the answer. So, I mean, she always goes. So I hope to see her there. I would love to hear the crowd when they call her name. You know what I mean? She usually speaks. She usually does the voiceover for General Hospital. At least she has for the last 4 or 5 years anyway. You know?
Oh, who is it? Who does the voiceover?
Rebecca.
I never, oh my
God. She's
been at
General Hospital for like 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, see Beth goes. I didn't hear he's going to lose his personality and not be able to use the computer. You should not do that to me, Zeno. Zeno Hospital, you really should not do that. Oh, Amy, did you have to go, or what were you saying?
No, I don't have to go. Why?
Okay, good. No, I
go?
Thought that's... No. We have a half an hour, and I assigned... Denise to go listen to Cyrus show in 10 minutes to see what other major victory that he did not tell us on here. You know, Cyrus, you know, Brooklyn is here, but he has, you know, his own. So, Lucky Becky, does anyone know who from the East is going to be there? I heard my husband Spinelli is going to be there. Scott Reed, Brandon Barras,
Your TV husband?
What?
That's cute. I said your TV husband? That's cute.
Well, yeah, he's my TV husband. And if anyone dares, that, you know what? Lisa needs to go. If Lisa, well, I think Lisa is the one that saw Spinelli. I want to kill Lisa now.
Yeah, I don't like the pimping that he does for that chick. I can't stand it. It's obsessive.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And it just,
yeah.
I have no interest
I agree with you on that, but I still need my Spinelli because Spinelli is like one of the reasons why I still was. You know, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I totally love it.
I just love him.
I
liked it when he complimented Elizabeth. Oh, he was nice to Elizabeth, but he hasn't said two words to her since Jake died. I mean, what the hell?
I know.
Why not? I mean, he knew all along. Why hasn't he gone and said, you know, he was sorry or whatever? Is that like they stopped being friends or something? You know what I mean? I just thought it was awful the way that whole thing went down. It's just a real
thing.
Oh,
you know what? I agree with you on that. But I get mad at Spinelli for that. But then at the end of the day, he's still my TV husband. He still is.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
The cute
and
thing.
I'll probably like him again once he stops pimping that pole dancer.
Oh, yeah. oh, God.
Sorry, I can't stand her.
Seabeth goes, Lisa is supposed to die, isn't she? And Pam goes, I'm so over Lisa. This has been gone way too long. Yeah, Lisa needs to go forever. I hate Lisa. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I know people think Sunny is violent, whatever. But why not? I don't kill Sunny. You need to take out Lisa for getting Christy hooked on medicine, on that drugs. And... You know, and you need to kill Lisa for hurting Jason's best friend, Spinelli. Okay, Sonny, you need to step up and be a man and take that bitch out. Remember that, Sonny, that bitch messed with Robin, who's like your little sister. Are you really going to let her get away with it? I hate Lisa.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never had any interest in watching the whole Lisa story, the whole Robin and Patrick thing with her. I never had any interest in tuning in to watch it, so I didn't see a single thing. The last thing I saw was when, after Robin had the baby,
and Elizabeth was helping Patrick. I saw a YouTube of him and her, and that's it, you know. So I don't know what happened, but I just have no interest in that, you know. I love the friendship that Patrick and Elizabeth have. I think it's awesome. And he stuck up for her. I believe it was yesterday, or maybe that was today. He wanted her in the OR with him. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm still ticked off at Steven Weber. I don't understand him. I don't. He should be on Elizabeth's side. He should you know, respect Jake's things. And I mean, what the hell?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's almost like he's, in not so many words, trying to tell her to get over it. And, you know, it's just, it's so strange. It's so freaking strange. I don't like that aspect of it. And I still think there's something shady going on with that, but I don't know.
You know what? Yeah, so do I. I still feel like Jake's not dead. Jake's not dead.
I love Scott. I love him. He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Seabeth. Oh, my God. Seabeth goes, what if Jake is still alive and Steve has something to do with it, right? At least covering up. Okay, I don't think Steve will really put his sister through the atonement of her baby dying. If he did that, I would...
Unless he absolutely had to. Unless he absolutely
exactly.
had to. For, you know, because apparently, you know, way back when he was, you know, he worked with the FBI. He was a medical examiner or something like that. This was the last time the character was on the show anyway.
And,
you know, it's just very shady, the warnings and the innuendos from Helena towards him. It's just very strange. Very, very strange.
Okay,
but
Seabeth goes, yeah, but how else did he not recognize his own nephew in the hall? I mean, he's like the only one that saw him out. No, Seabeth. Steve wasn't the last one to
Maybe Stephen is threatened somehow by someone. Maybe the child that was hit was so badly hurt that he just saw the blonde hair like everybody else did. You know, thought it was him. You know, there's a lot of blonde-headed, blue-eyed kids. You know what I mean? So it can totally be explained away.
This whole thing.
But the last two people to see Jake, to be with Jake, and I'm doing air quotes, was Theo and Lisa.
Yep. And
so, what's going on there?
Exactly.
And that's just kind of shady to me as well. So.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that. That has always been shady to me, too, because, you know, why would you not let the mother of the kid? See, my sister works in the ER. You know, they need their mommy to calm them down, even if they are getting prepped before surgery. They need their mom to hold their hand and say, it's going to be okay, I will see you afterwards.
Absolutely.
And she wasn't allowed to ride in the ambulance.
She was in the ambulance with them.
What?
I thought she was with. She found them in the road. She was holding
a
shirt
that
had absolutely no blood on them. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, but my thing is, I didn't remember if Elizabeth rode with Jake in the ambulance or if she took her call. Because I just don't remember Elizabeth. You know,
I don't know. I just think he's alive.
Yeah.
I really believe he's alive. And this
yeah.
Monica being upset and learning all these secrets, I think it's going to be very explosive.
Yeah, and see, I just hope
that Elizabeth doesn't get the blame for it, because that would be just awful. You know what I mean? I hope Jason stands up for Elizabeth if Monica was
it's about time Elizabeth doesn't get the blame for something. You know, and I hope Monica, isn't so pissed off with her. I mean, you know,
she has every right to be upset and mad, but she should be mostly at Jason. And I'm not saying that to take the blame off Elizabeth, but Elizabeth is taking the blame herself. You know what I mean? She's already blaming herself. She's been since day one blaming herself. You know, and in all actuality, this is Helena's fault because of the stupid paternity test, because of Aiden. You know what I mean? It all comes down to Helena. So is Helena behind Jake's hit and run? Is she the mastermind behind everything? Possibly. Who wants, out of everybody in Port Charles, who wants Jake gone, is what you have to ask yourself. Who wants him gone?
I can name a couple of people.
Two possible people.
Yes.
And they're front and center and near Jason almost every single day. So that's Carly, and I know you love the character, and that's great and everything, but
Now listen.
It's okay. Calm down. I'm not going to bash her. I'm just saying it is understandably obvious that she has an obsession with Jason, and she absolutely loathed the idea that Elizabeth gave birth to Jason's son.
No.
And when she found out, right away, what did she do? She went to try to fight for custody of that child. Right? She tried to take him away from Elizabeth. So I would not be surprised if down the road we find out that Carly
knew
that Jake was alive.
No, I'm sorry.
Right, I didn't bash her too much. I'm just saying.
I don't think it's an obsession. They both love each other. I think end up being Sam, because you know what? Carly couldn't live with herself if she did something that shitty, okay? My money is either on Sam.
I'm just saying that there's potential for Carly to be one of them. But the other ones are definitely Sam.
Definitely Sam.
But there's other ones that aren't on the show anymore that we keep hearing their names and stuff like that. So there's also, there was a scene with Sam and Nicholas today, I think. And I think that was going somewhere if Tyler wasn't fired. I think that was going somewhere. Not in a romantic sense. I'm just saying that I think Nicholas knew the whole time that Aiden was lucky. And I think he wanted to stick it to the Spencers just as much as Helena did. I think he wanted Elizabeth to be with him. So and that's why he went along with Helena's plan.
Do
you think they'll bring back Jerry once Jax is gone? And do you think they'll kill off Jax and Brenda?
See, that's what I would love to know, because, you know, I think Jerry needs to come back, because I think he's one of the people who, another person that who could have wanted Jake dead too. You know, if Jerry ever found out that, you know, Jake was a, you know, Morgan and a rebel, and he hated Jason. Jason just thought the son of a bitch when he could, but he had to, you know, protect Colleen and Zach's and Mary's with, you know, I love Colleen, but I never loved Colleen and Zach. See, but they have been definitely doing chemistry testing with Sam and Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Zach's really, after he loses custody, then he will do a guest spot for a few months and then be gone, supposedly, with Brenda. You know, I will be so happy if Zach leaves and loses custody. I'm on Team Carly on the whole Zach thing. And if anyone wants to come on, there's +1 on the Swiss board. Just so I would tell, yeah. Daddy didn't call us Gil's Burnett. She leaves with Sonny's baby. I don't think it's Sonny's baby. I think it's Jackson's baby. You know, that's what I think.
I'm sorry, say that one. Whose baby? What?
I think we will find out about them. The baby Brenna has by now could really be Zach's son.
Oh yeah,
you know, I
think so. There was a rumor months ago that was what was going to happen, and that's why Jack and Brenda were going to apparently rumored go off screen together. But now, I mean, they're leaving. One was fired, and one is leaving. So I don't know how they're going to play that, but probably.
We have another call. Hi, film girl.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, hi. We are good. I'm Heather, right?
Yes. Can you hear
me? Okay, good. Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what have you guys been talking about?
How much we hate Sam.
We've been just talking about rumors going out there and wondering if they're going to since Brenda and Dax are leaving, and I doubt Vanessa will come back without Goosa there, do you think they'll kill them off?
Oh, I don't think they'll kill them off. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Brenda did come back, just because, I mean, it's not like Bob Guzza did anything when she was here. I mean, she didn't get any kind of decent storyline. I mean, I thought Brenda was, like, the most irritating character from the moment she came on. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't watch her when she was all, like, in her day in the 90s. I was barely watching then. But, I mean, I liked her interaction with Spinelli and Robin, but the whole Brenda and Sonny thing, I mean, I didn't really fall much for a love story there. I mean, but then again, I didn't really know much of their history, but
I think it just fell apart to me.
I think they just could have put, you know, done the story better. I mean, why did they waste like a month of her in Rome? They could have just, or wherever she was, they should have just had her land right in Port Charles, and she could have just, you know, ran into Sonny like it was a casual thing, and instead it, I don't know, they could have just built up this love story, and instead they just kind of did this thing where it was like, well, you're single,
yeah,
and I'm single. Hey, let's make up for lost time. And they rushed the whole thing.
Yeah, they did rush it. And, you know, I never thought that, you know, there was going to be anything between Jason and Brenda. I never thought they would go there.
I
honestly believe that Brenda was brought back for Sonny. But the whole thing fell apart. I mean, once the announcement that Rebecca was being fired, many things have changed since then. Many, many things.
Yeah,
you've got
to
admit. I mean, actors are more open. They say whatever they feel. And I think it's good because no one should be treated like that. And I think, you know, we sent a powerful message fighting for Elizabeth or Rebecca and getting her job back.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think other actors and actresses look at Becky fans, and I want those fans. You know, so they're trying to score points. And when, but there's other ones that don't care what fans think, in my opinion. And so they, I don't know. They continually get pimped. I use the word pimped from co-stars or, you know, characters in the storyline. And it just falls, it's just pushed in your face, and it's not fun, you know? And I don't know. I just think it's insulting the way they treat
people.
Well,
yeah, I just think they just, you know, once again, you know, when James Franco came on, they had a huge opportunity to, you know, revolutionize, you know, redo sort of Dr. House, make it a big thing, and Bob Guzman missed the boat on that. You know, they brought Vanessa back, and that was another chance to try to fix GH, bring up ratings, and they screwed that up.
I mean, these stops and stalls have been going on for a long time, you know, and it's not just Jason and Elizabeth characters, it's every character. They start on the story, it'll go for like 2.5 weeks, and then they'll drop it and start another one. They don't finish anything out. It's been that way for the last 10 years. It doesn't go anywhere. And then they bring on these new people and create all this backstory that no one gives a damn about and forget history and rewrite history when we're left standing there with our mouths open like, what? You know? And then we get furious and we lose interest and we don't watch. And I think that's going to be the downfall for General Hospital, unfortunately, if they keep going this route. I mean, General Hospital has the potential with the actors and actresses that they have right now to be competing with Y&R, to be in the 3.0 rating range like they were way back when. They have got to stop the favoritism and pimping the same 5 characters over and over, day after day. And I know Carly loves Carly. I'm on the fence about Carly a lot, but I think she's in every story. And I think it's just too much. And then with the pimping of you-know-who, that's just downright disgusting to me. And the sainthood of Lucky Spencer, you know, he can do no wrong, is, you know, outrageous. Outrageous.
Right. Well, I think what
Elizabeth should have knocked his teeth out when he, you know, threw her rape in her face, basically. She should have knocked his teeth out because and she should not give him the time of day ever, ever, ever again after that. But, he has a right to be upset that she, you know, cheated on him. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that to throw that in her face, to want that girl, bloodied, raped girl in the snow, that was just, ugh. I almost threw up when he did that. You know, it was just disgusting. And they could have gone so many different ways with that. And,
yeah, they really could have it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It ruined the Lucky character. I was always on the fence about Lucky, but when they started doing that, and I loved Jonathan Jackson up until a point, but when he did that and he was on day after day after day and then, you know, bashing Elizabeth's character, I was infuriated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, as of lately, I haven't really been, I mean, Jonathan Jackson, his scenes lately with Tony Geary, I saw those on YouTube a few days ago, and those are really good. But I mean, apart from that, I haven't really been much of a fan of Jonathan, just because I've started to notice he does a lot of the same acting. You know, it's like when he gets really upset, he brings on the same red water. He seems to have a bigger, you know, broader range of acting, whereas Jonathan Jackson, I realize, he just does the same thing, and it's like, it's lost its effect on me as a viewer. It's like,
it does.
He's always crying.
I mean,
he's always upset, he's always crying. It's, And
it's
tiring.
It's the same thing with Kelly Monaco. If she were given a different story, and I'm not just saying this because I'm obsessed with Jason and Elizabeth, I'm just saying if she were given something new to do on her own, you know, and not depend on Steve for storyline, I would be interested in seeing her do something different. But she's always, I don't know, she's just boring and blah. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm a woman, so I don't want to see her breath. You know what I mean? I think it's disgusting the way she is on screen, and I don't understand it. I really don't.
I see a lot of the same thing happen. I mean, it's kind of like that with a lot of the characters. I mean, like you said, we got our three or four main characters, and everyone else is sub-characters. I mean, there are a lot of characters that have a lot of room to grow. I mean, like, you know, let's take, for example, because he was so involved in today's episode, Spinelli. You know, I've always been a big fan of the general idea of Spinelli's character, and for years I've been waiting for his character to get his direction. I mean, as of lately, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, today he, you know, got shot. I mean, I hate to say that.
It'll
be okay, Carly.
Okay,
maybe wake him up and he won't like
that. Okay, and you know what? It's never, ever, ever a good day for Samira Spinelli to get shot.
Hi, baby. I'll hold on 1 second, okay? What's up? Yeah, I'll look for it, honey. My daughter has a toothache. Oh, anyway. what were we talking about? I forget what we were talking about.
Oh, my God, Fangirl. Got disconnected. I hope she comes back. Hey, Allie, you on the line with us?
Hello. Sorry, I'm
Thank God, Al. Al, did you know how if it wasn't for Amy, I would have been talking to the wall for, like, the past hour?
Oh, yeah. A jewelry party, and
I'm better than a wall. Yay.
Yes, you are, Amy. Yeah.
I've been at a jewelry party. Since 7 o'clock, and before then, we went to Olive Garden and got an Italian margarita, and let me tell you
Yummy.
What. Oh my God. I had an Italian margarita at Olive Garden, and then wine at the jewelry party.
Oh, you are in a really good mood.
I am very happy. And my Butterfinger.
Ooh.
Anyway, where did Heather go?
I don't know. Maybe so. She's back on. Hey, Heather, what happened?
Hey, sorry. I'm at my parents' house, and they just have like the most retarded internet. So, I'm living with them for the summer, so their internet is just really crappy. But sorry for cutting out like that.
No, that's okay. I cannot imagine living at my parents' house again for the summer. That would I would never want to move home again ever.
I'm in my last year of college, so this is like the last summer I'll be home, and then I'm off to wherever I can get a job at some film studio. But going back to what I was saying though, because I don't know how much time we have left, but you know, just in general, like with all the characters, I mean, they all have so much, you know, they each could use so much, and they each could grow. I mean, like I was saying with Spinelli, I mean, he's a computer genius. If they wanted to, they could have written him as a bad guy, I mean, a villain, because he's such a smart character. I mean, I would have...
Absolutely. I think
you know,
like
I mean, he
was a terrific spy, even, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
I think he was great.
They could have brought back...
There.
Yeah, I mean, they could have brought back the WSB, you know, the whole spy thing.
Absolutely.
They could have brought back, I mean, they could have just had him be a sort of a vengeful character. I mean, I kind of hope that after I had hope that when he and Maxie finally broke up, I was kind of hoping that he was going to go to the dark side because he was doing all that stuff with Carly and, you know, trying to reveal, you know, who Dante was and all that stuff. I just was really expecting his character.
I love that. Go that route, you know, if, I don't know. I don't care for the character of Maxie. I
like Maxie.
However, if they went, if Spinelli and Maxie became like the, like Frisco and Felicia were, that would be awesome. You know,
yeah, I mean,
they were, you know, PI together and went off and, I don't know, just, or WSB or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's potential with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like Maxie too at times. I mean, I think when, you know, ever since they paired her up with Matt, I think she's been completely intolerable. I mean, I love the bitchy side of Maxie where she goes after every character. I mean, that it was kind of fun to see that side of her come back. But I loved all the progress. I loved all the progress she had made when she was with Spinelli as a character. But
I didn't like her in Elizabeth's face. I did not like that one bit.
I thought she had
absolutely no right to be pissed off at Elizabeth. Maxie cheated with Lucky. Maxie broke up Elizabeth's marriage. Elizabeth being pissed off at Maxie? Yes. But the other way around, I don't get that. I mean, yeah, she doesn't have to like her, but to get in her face and, you know, and bash her at work and all this other stuff, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean,
childish is something that a younger person would do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that shows Maxie's real age.
And I think if you think about it this way, though, I mean, I love Elizabeth, too, and I love Maxie. And I think that, you know, you need to have in a town, you need to have characters who just kind of can't stand each other and get in each other's face.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's
Maxie
the whole
walking into Elizabeth's house, I thought that was just rude.
Oh,
I mean, who the hell is she?
I thought it was completely out of character.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was completely out of character. I mean, the thing is, when I watch GH, I partially watch it sometimes for a good laugh, and I sometimes watch it for, you know, good storylines, things like that. But I take it a lot of it with a grain of salt because you see these characters written in and out of who they would really be all the time. I can't take Max seriously at all anymore.
Crazy the way they do that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't take Maxie seriously anymore because, I mean, I can't imagine, I don't know, a lot of the characters, I mean, like, when Elizabeth got together with Nicholas, I mean, I loved Elizabeth, and then when they did that storyline with her, I was like, I almost thought that, I mean, after that, I really didn't see Jason and Elizabeth ever really getting back together after that because I thought it was just, I don't know, I thought...
Well, that was dictated by Mr. Brian Franz. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And I can excuse that, and I can get past that. It's Jason being with Sam, giving her the time of day, which I find worse than what Elizabeth did.
Right.
I'm not saying that it's not both their fault and they both didn't do wrong, but reuniting Jason and Elizabeth is... The potential for it is just so incredible. I don't know why they don't just jump on it. You know what I mean? I don't understand that. I believe they're coming. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
It's going to happen. I think, I don't know if Jason and Elizabeth are really going to, I mean, it's hard because they got this whole baby thing that they've got with Jason and Sam, and I don't even want to get started. I don't even want to talk about it, but I do think Jake is alive. I think that...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that Jake is going to come back, because there's just too many holes in that storyline, so whether he comes back now or he comes, you know, I mean, in a few months, or whether he comes back in, say, like, a year or two as sort of, like, an aged character and as this new guy to Port Charles, I mean, I just believe that he is alive and he's going to come back.
Oh, yeah, he's alive.
I don't know when.
He's alive.
Yeah,
right now
I believe Franco took him.
He'll be on General Hospital by November, and I say that because I think it'll be sooner than that. But I'm gonna predict right now that Jason and Elizabeth will reunite first,
And then they will find out that Jake is alive. I do not think Sam is pregnant, and if she is, I do not think it's Jason. They haven't even had sex yet, and she's running pregnant.
No, I think they did have didn't they have sex, like just before her operation or afterwards or something like that? I mean,
no.
Oh, no? Okay, I haven't watched really that religiously lately, so.
No, not any recap that I read. No. I'm kissing, yes, but no.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she's...
And she couldn't. It was plain as day, they couldn't. Because of her procedure. So, you know, but she lied today. She, like, lied to four different people, sideways, left, up, and down today. So, and Jason was just floored when she said that, you know, according to recaps that I read.
I haven't even read recaps yet.
Well, I read them today because people were tweeting about it on Twitter, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to, you know, see what people are talking about. And sure enough, I mean, she lied to Nicholas, she lied to Robin, she lied to Jason.
Yeah.
You know? But I honestly don't, I think she has a tumor. I think she's getting sick, and that's been a rumor for a long time, so I think that's what's going to happen. I do not see her having Jason's baby.
I don't either.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
And there might be this situation where she does get pregnant, but it will not be, she'll either die in childbirth or when something happens to her pregnancy, she'll miscarry or something, Jake will be back.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I try to look at this really objectively because I like both fan bases. I mean, I like both couples. So I think that, I mean, you know, we have, I know Jake's coming back. I mean, we know that. And I think that, you know, it's, at the same time, I think it's fair for Jason and Sam to get their child. I think it's not the right time. I think it's not the right time. Let me speak here. I don't think it's the right time. I think that this storyline should have been done like two years from now. I just don't think it's the right time. I hate this storyline right now that they're doing, but...
No, I'm sorry. They did not have... If Jake was injured... If Jake was very alive and injured, I would understand it a little bit more. But no, no. After Jake died, they should have waited at least a year to do this storyline. I'm sorry that they should have.
It's too soon for them to have a baby. I think it's... This whole storyline is just ridiculous. It's too soon. And my mom and I have been arguing back and forth about this. How it's just, we've been discussing it about how it's just dumb to even be talking about this. So, but I think that, you know, feeling for the other fan base.
Sam's gonna never be a fucking mother. Period. Oh my God, dear, she's really got okay. When she had one, that she wanted a person. When she was finally paid to a large sum of money after Liza died in stillbirth, all she's been like, I want a baby, I want a baby, I want a baby. Okay, Sam, then go fuck Lucky O'Dante. You don't have to have a fucking baby with Jason because Elizabeth.
Yeah. And telling Jason not to go to Jake's funeral, I'm going to smack in the face.
Well, I mean, you know, let's think about this.
And you know that was dictated by Mr. Fawn, but...
Yeah, it was.
Well, I mean, let's think about this, too. I mean, you know, Sam used to be a good character. I think, you know, like, in 2005, 2006, I liked her character. And then her character just kind of... I mean, I think she's, you know, another character that was, once again, ruined by the writers and made to look really pathetic.
I liked her when she was bitchy. I liked her when she was...
I liked her with Lucky.
I did like her with Lucky, not because I'm obsessed with Jason and Elizabeth, but I did like her... I would like to see her do something else.
Me too.
On Jason's couch.
I would love to see
a different pairing. I think there's rumors that AJ's coming back, and I think Sam and AJ would be awesome. I love their first scene together with Billy Warlick and Jake. They were playing pool or whatever. I thought they'd go pop.
Hey, Jerry, we are off air. Did you want to go be back on? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just good discussion.
No, I...
I
hope Lola White wins. I really hope Lola White wins at the Emmys. I am really pulling for Lola White.
Well, you know, Carly, I don't know if we'll ever agree on certain things, but I will say that I like her better than Tamara. And I don't want Tamara back.
I don't want Tamara back either. Allie, don't you hope that Lola White wins this weekend?
Yeah, I guess. Who's she up against?
See, up against, like, myself,
Stafford. No, she's up against Kelly Monaco. Give me a break. She's not going to win.
No, wait, no. But wait,
give
it's Kelly Monaco and
what
then...
What the hell did she do?
Wait.
Wear her eyes at the ceiling? I mean, come on.
Amy, Kelly Monaco isn't in the Emmy nod. She didn't get the Emmy nod. She got a pre-nod, but not an Emmy nod.
Oh, well, thank God. Because if she would have won, that was totally bought by Brian Fran. I don't know why she was ever put in there. I'm sorry, but she has done nothing. She has done nothing.
Well, don't forget, the daytime Emmys are always really, like, political stunts, I heard. You know, like, they're not really, they don't really judge very well, like, you know, what the best soap is. So, why all a lot of, like, political stuff.
No, they don't. And it's probably rigged, I mean, like everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
so.
There are certain actors and actresses that should be on that list that get ignored time and time again. You know, and then she's pre-nom for what? You know, for what? Tell me what she did, because, you know, I don't know. I would like to see her in something new. I'd like her to do something different.
Yeah, I'd like to see her actually go, like, on an actual, like, PI case with Spinelli. I'm really annoyed at how they, like, sort of dropped that storyline. Like,
wait a moment. I went out with my TV husband on Sam. Oh, you can forget that right there. Spinelli doesn't need to be dragged down at Kelly Monaco's expense. No, thank you.
I think Dante and Sam would be cool together. I really thought that that's where they were going, especially with the after Jake's hit and run, the scenes with her and Dante in the police station. I thought they were awesome. And they looked hot together, in my opinion. And, I have thoughts about those scenes and her, you know, going to the hospital and getting access to where Jason was when nobody else could. That was just a little stupid right there. But I also said, well, she's spying for Franco, you know, and that's why she went to Dante, and that's why she... was pretending, you know what I mean? And it could have went there. And I still think that she knows that Jake's alive. But
okay, I got the list. I think of, I'm looking for the list of leading actors. Count Whiting, we don't care about. Okay, because there is a long list, and I'm looking for the list because
isn't it
now
Tony
I'm
Geary
curious.
And Mo? Isn't it Tony Geary and Mo from GH? And Jonathan Jackson, and then...
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, our leading actor is Ricky Paul Golden, Michael Polk, at the platoon... thank God, Money Spinout, ABC, Tony Gilly's name is not on this one, he didn't, let's see, okay, I found what I was looking for, okay, outstanding, lead actors in a, Alyssa Minster, All My Children, Debbie Morgan, Catherine Dickel from Out of the Platoon, Susan Planuary from The Bold and the Beautiful, Laura White, ABC, and Michelle Stafford, YNL.
Hmm.
I wouldn't mind it if her time was and she won.
What's that?
Yeah.
Laura Wright or Alyssa Minshew. I think those are the two front runners for me. I wouldn't mind if either one of them won.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I'm going to watch it this year. If Becky's going, I'll watch it, but if she's not, I don't have any seeing it. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I'm...
General Hospital insulted us when they... You know, Brian Franz basically just disrespected us, and I still feel very, very upset over that, you know what I mean? I'm not going to give him my rating.
But we are not giving him the rating. It's on CBS.
CBS.
Well,
basically, all the CBS
I'm not going to feed the pig. I'm not going to watch... I'm not going to watch something that has the potential for... General Hospital wins a lot. And if they were to win, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's an insult. They've done nothing. They've done not, the whole Balkan thing. They just dropped that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know they did.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, you know, I could
months
see.
And months and months on this stupid Balkan guy, and then they drop it. And then the Valentini guy that was supposed to come back for the last 3 years, so Valentine or whatever, Cassadine, apparently Helena was even scared of him. They're still talking about
it got messed up because of James Franco. Because as soon as they realized they could get him, then I think that just messed that threw off a lot of plans,
well,
and that's why they put
James
Maxie
Franco,
with Franco.
They don't pay James Franco.
Well,
you know
of
what
course.
I mean?
Yeah,
he does
I mean,
it voluntarily.
Oh
so,
yeah, but
you know.
I mean, I love James Franco. I mean, I've met him. He's a nice guy. But I think a lot of it, you know, they thought, oh, we got James Franco, Guzza decided to, let's take a chapter from Dexter, and he did a few things here and there, and, you know, I still think that, you know, they had a certain direction they were going to go with, and then James Franco, you know, came on, and they just kind of went in a different direction, and that's why they didn't do the Valentino story, and then,
there were all this potential for stories, and people brought up, and it was interesting, and people wanted to tune in, and then it was dropped. Like, all the promises of when Rebecca came back from paternity leave early, that was the rumor that she was coming back early for a story. There was nothing for her. Nothing for her. And, there's something new and different they're going to take Elizabeth into a different direction. Bullshit. Bullshit. And then they fire her for no freaking reason after giving Aaron a contract the day before.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
Yep.
So I'm so glad that we won and we got her back. I think that's the most awesome thing we could have done.
Yep.
And I got to really go here, Carly, in just a few minutes.
Oh,
I just want to say
fine.
One more time that... kudos to the chick filling in for Becky. I think, you know, she deserves it. Put up with those people that disrespect Rebecca. They didn't have to continue Elizabeth's storyline. They could have done that argument that Jason and Elizabeth had, yes. They were arguing or something today. They could have done that over the phone. They didn't have to do it at all. You know, but there's respect out there for the actress because they got someone to fill in for her. You know what I mean? So there's definitely positives in that. And I think that's huge for us. So I think we should, you know, stand up and applaud this chick. I mean, she had
2 weeks to learn our lines coming in to this, you know, new place. I think she did a really good job. But, I mean, of course I miss Becky. Yep. I mean, no one can play Elizabeth but Becky. And that's why we fought for Elizabeth's character. you know what I mean? So it ticks me off with the people, you know, complaining about, you know, fake Liz. It's only temporary. Rebecca's back at work. So probably the next few times that we see General Hospital, Elizabeth will be in the situation that's going on. Rebecca's Elizabeth should be in the situation that's going on at the hospital right now. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, one goes in the elevator and the real Elizabeth, you know, comes out of the elevator. You know what I mean? But, anyway. But fill out those coupons, and you gotta keep writing.
Oh, yeah, the coupon, you guys.
Keep writing. It has to keep telling Mr. Wolf what you want. I think Jason and Elizabeth fans are the, you know, they fight hard, and there's no other couple out there that has to fight this hard to get storyline. I think it's, I don't know, I just, any other soap opera would have them front and center. They have so much potential, and I know Jake's coming back, so Jake and older Jake and Jocelyn, there's potential for story there. I mean, it can go on forever. If they bring back AJ, he will have Jake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so many ways they can go. And I'm excited to see what Mr. Wolf has in store.
I know, but
I enjoyed Bob Guza because he created Jason and Elizabeth. You know what I mean? He wrote those scenes, and he left them open all the time. You know what I mean? I believe he still wanted them. And that's why he left them open. It was just Brian Franz dictating storyline. And I don't think that's the way anymore. I think Mr. Wolf is going to have a little bit more say-so over writing. I think Mr. Franz is more interested in these new shows anyway.
Exactly.
From what I've heard, that he's supposed to be, like, almost for sure out of, like, he's going to get fired really soon, like in September or something.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
I heard that once Goosa goes, not very long after that, Franz will go. And there's
Phelps is out too.
Yes.
Really soon.
And
that's
great because she ruined so many soaps, it's not funny.
Yeah, she has.
I've seen her in real life. You know, I've seen her in real life, and she's not very nice. Like, she just doesn't look like a nice person. Like, I remember I went to the Museum of Contemporary Art shoot, the on-location shoot they did with James Franco. I was there, and man, you should have seen her. She was so happy. She had, you know, James Franco on her arm, and she was so proud of herself to be walking out and, you know, with him and, you know, showing him all these fans. It was very funny, actually. But, yeah.
Speaking of James Franco, he's got a new movie coming up. It's The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It looks really, really good.
It looks really good. It does look good.
I went and I saw Super 8 last night. It was good. You guys got to see that. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It was like E.T. in a way.
Yeah.
But it was good.
I saw his movie Howl. On Netflix the other night. He plays like a 1950s gay poet writer or something, and that was really good too. That was really good.
I don't know. But anyway, I think big changes are coming. We gotta swim through the muck of Guza's stuff. I still think it's being dictated by Franz somewhat. And it's going to play out through July, I think. And then we're going to start seeing big changes. I mean, Monica coming back front and center, being pissed.
Yep.
I think that's awesome. you know, I would like to see Alan come back too. So, and there's so many people that can come back.
I want Jake back so importantly.
That's the most important one I want back right now.
Yep, I do too.
And there's so many ways to go about it too. There's 50 ways to bring him back. And it's awesomeness. I think it would have more impact, actually, the story, if Jake was injured or in a coma.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Storyline.
They did not have to kill that child off.
No, they didn't.
And I don't care what anybody says. They did it because Brian Franz wanted it. And
he wanted his head front center.
So, I mean, it's obvious with where they're teasing with this Jason and Sam baby crap. You know, I don't think she's pregnant. I don't think she's pregnant, and if she is, it's not Jason's. And, Jake's coming back. Because GH is going to have to do something to get viewers to watch. They're going to cancel.
I think the fall is going to say a lot about whether GH stays or not because, you know, they have these new reality shows, and from what I recently heard, their primetime reality shows aren't doing very well in the ratings. And,
All these new shows can fail.
The thing to remember is that these reality shows, they're really cheap to make. I mean, it's like $100,000 to make a show. It's cheap to make. So if one fails, it is sort of cheaper just to, like, just try to pitch another idea and put it in. But the key, though, is that, you know, ABC has gone down as a quality network. Not a quality network. It's not a quality network anymore. And so, you know, I think that, you know, All My Children, One Life to Live, I think we will see them on other places. I think, you know, they are done with ABC.
I think so, too, and I think General Hospital will follow.
I agree.
I also think if they let the writers write and not dictated by Brian Franz, and he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they have the potential to save themselves, to, if they had more interesting stories going on, and they didn't, you know, whitewash everybody, and they didn't focus on the same five people all the time, I honestly believe their budget problem wouldn't be as bad as they're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There wouldn't be a roll call for someone fitting Kate's description if their budget was the problem.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
what's going on right now, you know?
It's time to flesh out the characters you don't need. And just work with the characters you have.
They bring in newbie after newbie, and they focus on this person, and they have all this backstory, but no one's interested in them, you know.
Yeah.
And then they shit on all the vets.
Yeah.
Everybody but Monica and Edward know that Jake is Jason's son.
Robin doesn't know.
I think, didn't Robin find out after the whole thing that happened? I thought she did, I don't know.
According to everybody, they knew when Jake was hit, they knew that Jake was Jason. That's what came across on screen anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody went, oh, who did this? I mean...
Yeah, there wasn't a huge
shock. They
wrapped up that storyline pretty quick, and when it went,
I feel sorriest for is little Cameron.
He is so ignored.
We haven't seen him since the day after Jake potentially
died.
I guess he was supposed to leave the door open. I guess they cut those jeans because Becky got sick, but I would have liked to see those.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been really nice to see how challenging those scenes would have been for Elizabeth to tell Cameron that Jake was dead. Like, those
exactly.
Were, I don't know, those are the kind of,
how
I mean, you talk
feeling,
about,
you know?
You talk about soap operas supposed to being like, you know, about real stories, real people, that kind of thing, you know, the,
exactly.
The real moment.
I think if,
that was
if,
the moment we needed to see.
Right. If they had a story about Cameron and, talks about autism and stuff like that. I think that would be awesome. You know, I really do. With Becky there, and it just, I think it would be awesome. I really do.
Yeah.
But there's rumors that Elizabeth is supposed to help Christina soon. So
I would love that.
She gets inserted in that storyline.
I would love Ethan. I mean, Christina and Liz, and you know, I'm already on board with
and
Christina and Lisa. I love them.
Sunny and Elizabeth as well, renewing.
What?
Yeah, not romantically.
I heard. Oh, okay. Because I heard that they were going to put Elizabeth with Johnny or something, and I was like, how would? I mean, I could see it. Like, it could be hot, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if they're because Brandon's leaving. I think Brandon's leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's the rumor out there. So, but anyway, a certain duo is supposed to get close and start feeling for one another, which causes a problem for someone in a major way. So I'm wondering who that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that interests me right now. But I think Elizabeth and Sunny renewing their friendship, I think that would annoy the hell out of Jason and Carly. I just think that would be so cool. And there was a rumor a long time ago, this is a couple months ago, in my mind it's a long time ago, that Elizabeth was supposed to kill someone. And that someone was supposed to witness
it. Yeah, but I remember that for the...
And that there was an MOC between two people that would shock poor Charles. And I think I think Elizabeth and Sunny having to get married to protect one another would absolutely drive Carly and Jason crazy.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
I'm just going to drive Carly not crazy. I mean, I want Sunny and Liz to be friends, but do I want Carly to go crazy by it? No, I don't. Give Carly a break, please.
No, but you see, they're not going to be romantic. They're going to be protecting one another.
Right,
and this is
like
what I think, because Elizabeth and Carly are supposed to be bonding. That's still out there, too.
They're
supposed to come to a new understanding. So if, I mean, I think it would be awesome if they went there and had a story for Elizabeth and Carly becoming friends and, and you know,
hey, Jerry,
mothers,
can you,
you know what I mean? I think it would be cool.
Yeah, Jerry, can you hear us? Jerry? Jerry? Okay. Alrighty.
Anyway.
Yeah,
but I really do need to get going. My daughter's screaming her tooth hurts her, and we got to find Nancy and all this other stuff. So, and I got to go to work at 4 a.m., so I need to go to bed.
And what about you, Al? What time are you going to bed?
I'm going to bed in like a half hour, so...
That's
about when I
should
be going to bed.
And Allie has to go to bed too, don't you, Al? When you're acting like...
So anyway, are you going to have a show on Monday?
I think we will, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'll be online this weekend. I have to work till noon most of the week. So Monday, I'll be in the chat room at 1 instead of noon. And Heather, you're welcome to come to my chat room. Carly can tell you all about it.
Yeah, and now you too.
It's fun. It's fun.
Okay.
There's no bashing of Elizabeth or Becky allowed, so I don't think you'll do that, but it's one rule that I have. And then, come in. We play. It's fun. We have a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah. I'll try to come by. I'm always really busy, but yeah, I'll come. I'll try to make some time for it.
Cool.
Okay, cool. All right, girls, I'm gonna go to bed.
Me too.
Okay,
Naeem.
Bye.
Bye. Fun talking to you.
Bye.
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 Night, Carly.
Night.
Bye. Well, Carly,
bye.
I've got to go myself, actually. I have a 6 a.m. call time for a film shoot tomorrow, and I got to be up at 4:30, so
okay.
I got to get to
yeah.
bed. But it was a good
okay.
show. I'm glad I called in. So.
Yeah, call in again.
I will. All right. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Gary! Gary!
Oh, my
Gary!
God.
Kelly!
I know. Yeah. I never let me catch up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'm doing the right
side.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Hey!